So I'm joined today by our public health officer, Dr. Barbara Brookmeyer, and also our Frederick County Transit Director, Romit Steichen, and a handful of other guests. So first, let's take a quick look. That Frederick County government has undertaken in response to the pandemic and announced some exciting news about both of these. Our statistics executive, Jan Garber. Good morning. I'm Frederick County Executive Jan Gardner. Today, we're going to provide a bit of a different kind of update about COVID-19. But as I always do, I'll first start off by reviewing our statistics. But I also want to highlight two of initiatives that Frederick County government has undertaken in response to the pandemic and announced some exciting news about both of these efforts. So I'm joined today by our public health officer, Dr. Barbara Brookmeyer, and also our Frederick County Transit Director, Romit Steichen, and a handful of other guests. So first, let's take a quick look at the situation in our community today. As of this morning, there were 23,031 confirmed cases of COVID in Frederick County. That's an increase of 57 in the past 24 hours. The modeling and forecasts expect the number of new cases to begin to taper off in the next few weeks, but we have not yet seen that. It's too early to tell if all of the recent large gatherings in Frederick County will lead to additional bump up in new cases. Frederick County continues to be in a high community transmission rate, as defined and noted by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC recommends that masks be worn in indoor public spaces by everyone, no matter your vaccination status. So again, in county buildings, we are requiring face coverings. Hospitalization rates are slightly down from last week, but they still remain much higher than they were last year, and they are simply too high. Today, there are 30 people hospitalized at Frederick Health Hospital with COVID, and 5 of them are in the intensive care unit. And we unfortunately continue to lose loved ones to the virus. This morning's report reports 3 deaths in the last 24 hours. That's 3 more of our neighbors who have died from COVID-19. This brings our total number of deaths this week to 5. And we've had 15 deaths in about the last month. So we are still seeing a tremendous amount of suffering and death from COVID-19. Frederick County's positivity rate currently stands at 4.74%, and our 7-day rate for every 100,000 people stands at 18.71, which is slightly up from last week. Now, our best defense is for everyone to get vaccinated. Now, 3 out of 4 of eligible Frederick County residents, those who are 12 years of age and older, are fully vaccinated. And for those of you who are vaccinated, I say thank you. But that means that 1 out of every 4 is not vaccinated. And that presents a challenge to our entire community. When you look at our entire population, including those 11 years old and younger, the percentage of our county that is fully vaccinated drops to 63%. We have to do better. We must do better if we want to return to a more normal way of life and to move from a pandemic. We're still in a pandemic. People say, well, the virus will be around a long time. It may be endemic, and that is true. But we haven't moved there, and we can't move there until more people get vaccinated and the rate of transmission is reduced. The Frederick County Health Department has really done a great job of bringing vaccines to the people where they are. And one of the more innovative ways they've done this is by using a county transit bus to offer vaccines each week along the Golden Mile. Mondays on the Mile have been a big success. Using a bus as a mobile vaccination clinic is only the latest way our amazing staff from both divisions have been supporting the community during the pandemic. Transit and the health department have worked well together, and they've worked, of course, with other county divisions to creatively provide the help people need where they need it. They're going above and beyond to get the job done. In fact, I'm pleased to announce that both the health department and transit have earned recognition for their response to the COVID-19 challenges. So let's begin with the health department. Last fall, as cases of COVID began climbing rapidly, people everywhere were struggling. Vaccines were not yet available. Many small businesses were struggling and barely hanging on, and people were isolated and scared. Mental health became a huge concern, continues to be a concern, all around the globe, including here in Frederick County. So we've seen increases in depression, substance misuse, and trauma. So the Health Department's behavioral health staff, under the direction of Andrea Walker, looked for ways to connect people to the resources they needed. They teamed up with Channel Communications out of Towson to develop an awareness campaign. Channel is the same company that designed the award-winning Take Back My Life campaign in 2018. Channel President Corey Faruja is with us today, along with Senior Art Director Jonathan Bruns. Working together, Andrea's staff and Channel Communication developed a video that you're about to see, A Way Forward Together, which is a total marketing plan. A Way Forward Together let people see that they were not alone, and the powerful images drew people in immediately. They appeared in digital and print ads, on billboards, and in brochures. Radio and TV ads were also used to reach residents, and there were even ads on the sides of our transit buses. People were directed to a central website, awayforwardtogether.org, which offers tips on how to become resilient and how to find assistance. So we want to show you one of the videos from the campaign to share this morning. And so we're going to do that next. Okay.
Our lives have been turned upside down by COVID-19. Families and friends are facing challenges like never before, and often showing signs of depression or increased anxiety, such as changes in sleep or appetite, increased irritability, or feelings of panic. But there's a way forward in Frederick County. If you or others you know are struggling with depression or emotional distress, call 211 or visit awayforwardtogether.org. You're not alone. Let's move forward together.
Okay. Thank you. So I'm pleased today to announce that A Way Forward Together has been awarded a Silver Award of Distinction from the International Academy of Visual Arts, which recognizes outstanding achievements in marketing and communication. And I can show you this award right here. So it's very nice. It's a nice award. And with that, I'd like to ask Dr. Brookmeyer to come up and say a few words.
Thank you, County Executive Gardner. So we are so pleased to be here to celebrate and appreciate the time to be able to celebrate the success of a Way Forward Together campaign. So early on in the pandemic, we grew increasingly concerned about the physical health and well-being of the Frederick community. The pandemic not only posed significant physical health risks, but also resulted in significant distress for persons. And I have to say, so the folks that work in the Frederick County Health Department's Behavioral Health Services Division, you know, thinking back to the very beginning, the first 2 weeks when all buildings were closed and things ended, I think it was even during those first 2 weeks that our peer recovery specialists, our harm reduction staff were still working, although not in the building and not in their usual places, and had already started sounding the alarm bells about what they were seeing. And it was before there was any media attention, before there was any academic research, and before there was any policy efforts, the folks at the Frederick County Health Department Behavioral Health Services Division were already documenting and strategizing how to better meet the needs of the Frederick County residents as they were changing while things were closed, while people's jobs weren't available anymore for them. So I'm really proud of the work that they had done. And part of that was then how can we better reach people and reach people who hadn't previously maybe looked for any behavioral health resources or necessarily even recognized what might be a change from their usual that could benefit from some resources in the community. So the Behavioral Health Services Division of the Health Department sought to provide education and resources on four specific topics, depression, alcohol and substance use, domestic trauma, and suicide. So we reached out to our partner, Channel Communications, to launch a wide-scale public health campaign to address these issues. The result was a Way Forward Together campaign. Throughout our time working with the team at Channel, we appreciated the time that they took to understand the behavioral health impact of COVID and its implications, and specifically in Frederick County. And that was our experience in the past with the development of another award-winning campaign. They took the time to learn in Frederick County what's the knowledge, the behaviors, the attitudes, the experiences of people, so that the campaign could be uniquely designed to respond to Frederick County's needs. So they were invested in learning about trauma, about problematic substance use and mental health concerns like depression and suicide, so that they could assist us in making sure our community understood the signs and symptoms of these behavioral health issues and where to receive the help. So the Channel team clearly understood the importance of destigmatizing the act of reaching out for help for these behavioral health concerns, realizing that many people affected by COVID may have never sought these services before. They worked with us to provide information that was accurate, compassionate, and accessible to the broad community. We're proud to say that A Way Forward Together continues to benefit our community. We've recently added a virtual calming room where people can access a variety of healthy coping tools right on that site. And I have enjoyed seeing the breadth of, because I haven't seen that many resources available on other calming sites. So I was very excited to see what you put together there. We've also seen the enormous reach and positive impact of the campaign, and we remain determined to help Frederick find a way forward together. So if you or someone you care about is experiencing distress, please dial 211 to speak to someone and get connected to resources. You're not alone. Help is available. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara, for all you do, and congratulations to you and your staff, and also to you at Channel Communications. We appreciate the excellent service you have provided to the people of Frederick County. And so, you know, we have had conversations at the Board of Health about our PSA efforts, and this is one example of a really successful campaign. So, you know, you're really working to help make life better for people and making a difference, particularly during this pandemic. So certainly helping people with during the COVID has been a team effort across the county. So when you think about vaccination clinics or feeding our seniors, transit is not likely to be the first county agency that comes to your mind. However, transit's been an integral part and partner throughout the pandemic with all kinds of county activities that they don't usually do. So our drivers and their support staff are truly essential workers. They've transported thousands of people each day to jobs, food and medical appointments without any lapse in service, including when other businesses were closed. They ensured vehicles were safe and clean, and our drivers have stepped up to help deliver Meals on Wheels and groceries to seniors. They brought the mobile vaccination clinic to areas in the county where transportation access is limited. These men and women have been creative, flexible, and dedicated. I'm excited that Frederick County Transit has been awarded the COVID-19 Above and Beyond Award by the Transportation Association of Maryland, or TAM. And again, that's the COVID-19 Above and Beyond Award has been provided to our Frederick County Transit. Now, TAM is a nonprofit organization that represents over 100 transit agencies that exist across the state. So earning this award is a real feather in transit's cap, and it's a reflection of the high quality of people who work for the division. For example, Ricardo Hernandez and Brian Blumenauer. This summer, Ricardo earned the title of 2021 Fixed Route Driver of the Year, and Brian was named 2021 Paratransit Driver of the Year. Now, both of these men have safe driving records. They have an exceptional work ethic and excellent customer service skills. And again, they've continued to provide services to people throughout the pandemic. So Transit nominates annual award winners for statewide recognition by TAM. So I'm pleased to report that last week, Ricardo Hernandez was named Maryland's Driver of the Year. And that's quite an honor, and we're certainly very proud of him. Now, Ricardo couldn't be with us today because he's currently out driving his route. So we did send our video crew out to hear what he had to say about this honor. So here's a video clip of Ricardo.
I started this journey with transit about 2 years ago. I believe that the public transportation plays a very important role in the society. We got to drive and transport people from point A to point B. And a lot of people rely on us, so we have to transport them to their house, their hospitals, schools. Transit of Frederick, they have 9 routes, and we got to drive every single route within 5 months. And it's very dynamic. It's very dynamic, the riding that we have. We drive every day. We have different type of passengers. Some of them, they are regular passengers. And we build this bond with them. I have had the honor of being awarded as a Driver of the Year for the Frederick County Connector site and Driver of the Year for the state of Maryland. For the Frederick County Award, basically we had an internal ballot where every single driver was allowed to vote, and they picked me. And it's an honor for me to have this award, and I believe it is a teamwork. And I'm just representing them. I wanna thank all my coworkers, all my peers, all my supervisors. They've been great, and I like the fact that I can approach to them with no hesitation, and they can give me any advices or they can help me to grow within the company. And I'm very glad to be part of this family.
I feel like I want to clap for that. certainly we're happy to have Ricardo as part of the team. And if you see Ricardo driving around Frederick County, please extend your congratulations to him. When news of his award reached the health department, the health department's COVID community response team, they were certainly excited. You see, Ricardo often drives the Vax bus at the community vaccination clinics. The team said that from his first day with them, he has truly gone above and beyond, stepping in to help wherever he can, assisting community members, and sometimes offering to translate for them. They consider Ricardo to be an invaluable member of our community's response. Now, I think it really says something about the quality of our employees that we have working for the county when they are applauded by other divisions and when they are recognized as the best among all of their colleagues in the state of Maryland. This is not the first time Frederick County's Transit Driver of the Year has earned a state title. 2 years ago, a fixed route driver, Charles Tasco, also won the state award. 4 years ago, Jeff Raines won. So we really have fabulous drivers and a fabulous team at Transit. So now I'd like to invite our Transit Director, Roman, and our Deputy Director, Jamie McKay, to come up and tell us a bit more.
Thank you, County Executive Gardner. So while I am proud to be accepting this award today, the true recipients of this award are not standing up here. The true recipients of this award are out in operation on the streets right now providing this essential service to the residents of Frederick County. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, our staff have played a critical role in transporting essential personnel to work and ensuring riders have access to necessary services. Serving our community and keeping our riders and staff safe is of the utmost importance to us. We have persevered in the face of adversity, and although we are not out of the woods yet, we continue to ensure that our team and passengers are safe. I could not be more proud of our team's work to identify and implement ways to keep transit in Frederick County moving forward.
Good morning, and thank you. During the past 18 months, we've been able to maintain essential service for those who need us most, and also get creative with new opportunities to serve the community in partnership with other county divisions, from our vaccination bus efforts with the health department to providing meals to seniors in partnership with senior services. This award recognizes the contributions of our team, whose efforts are foundational to transit. We couldn't get service on the streets without their hard work, and we, along with our passengers, are exceedingly grateful to our managers, our supervisors, our dispatchers, and more than anything else, our operators. Thank you.
I certainly want to thank you both, and I want to thank the entire team at Transit. I have to tell you, Roman took over as the Transit Director in February of 2020, and he really didn't know what he was in for. So within the first week he was there, we had members of Congress come up to tour and see our electric buses, and we thought that was a big deal to do your first week as the director. But then we had COVID, and we didn't really know what we were in for. So, Roman, your leadership throughout the pandemic has really been commendable. We really appreciate how flexible you've been, how you've pivoted throughout, and how you've really supported your employees. And it's really, I really appreciate it, and as I do, I know everyone else. And Jamie, you joined us this summer, and I know you've been a big help to Roman and to the entire team. So we really want to thank all of you for what you do at Transit. And really, I have to say, across all of county government, our staff has been really creatively tackling many of the challenges presented by COVID. And we're really fortunate to have top-notch employees and people working in this county who are very focused on delivering services to our citizens and to making people have a good life here in our community. So, you know, as county executive, I believe it's important to honor them and to do all we can as an employer to make sure we keep our employees safe and, by extension, keep our community safe. So one way we can protect our employees and ensure a safe workplace is to encourage our staff to be fully vaccinated. Now, we heard during last week's briefing from a county employee whose immune system is compromised. And, you know, employees who have who are vulnerable like that do have concerns about being in a safe workplace. And I've also spoken with other employees who want assurances that they'll be safe when they're in their offices or wherever they work in county government. And, of course, many of our employees work directly with the public, and we certainly want to make sure that we protect the public that we serve as well as all of our employees. So we know vaccines greatly reduce the risk of severe illness or even death. Vaccines do work. They've been proven to work. And I know we've seen recently in county government some outbreaks in recent days. And so we really want to make sure more people can be vaccinated and get vaccinated so that we can, again, return to a more normal way of operations. Vaccines are really the key to fully reopening our economy. Now, a few days ago, I held a roundtable with businesses, and the common comment was, we can't hire people. We can't hire people. We can't hire people. We can't. Our workforce is not coming back to work. And so we have to ask the question is, why aren't they coming back to work? And there's a lot of reasons for that, but one of them is maybe they're concerned about their job and their interaction with whomever and the safety of their workplace and the concern about COVID. So our way out of that and the way to get our workforce back to work is vaccines. Vaccines protect us, and they protect our community and everyone around it. So certainly this has been a topic of discussion among the county executives in the state that I talk to on a regular basis. And, you know, we really are all talking about how to most effectively increase vaccination rates within our workforce. And there's general agreement that incentives are a great approach to this. And so I really want to try to incentivize people rather than penalize people. So today, Frederick County government employees will be receiving notice of a new vaccine incentive program and how it will work. Full-time employees who can provide proof of being fully vaccinated will qualify to receive a one-time $1,000 payment. Part-time employees will receive a $500 payment. In order to qualify for this incentive, an employee must be fully vaccinated no later than Tuesday, November 30th. That gives people 2 months to complete the process if they aren't already fully vaccinated. And again, the details of this will be sent out to county employees. Now, funding for this incentive program will come from our federal ARPA money. It's not going to come from our general fund. We think it's a good way to use that money because, again, the goal is to get people vaccinated, to ensure that we have a safe workplace for everyone, and to help protect everyone in our community, including our most vulnerable and those who can't get vaccinated, which are our children. Vaccines aren't just about us. They're about our entire community. We need to do this for ourselves, for our loved ones, and for our healthcare workers. You know, our healthcare workers have been dealing with COVID for 18 months, and they continue to see people coming in. And when you see that 3 people died in the last 24 hours, there was probably a healthcare worker with them, and it's been a difficult time. So really, let's think about our whole community and all the people who put their lives literally on the line for the past 18 months. People have become weary. We need to keep people out of the hospital. We need to keep people from illness and death. There's just been a lot of suffering in our community, and vaccines is the way forward. So I will note that as an employer with over 100 employees, we will ultimately need to comply with federal law and the OSHA requirements that are going to come out to require vaccines or testing. So that is in our future. So with that, I want to conclude today's briefing. I want to thank all of our hardworking and award-winning county employees. I want to thank you for all you do to deliver services to our community. And I want to remind people said, what were you doing during the pandemic in county government? And I'd say, county government has remained open. We have continued to provide all of our services, and we've provided so much more. We've stood up vaccination clinics. We've stood up a call center. We've delivered food to people. We've just put out business grants. We've done a lot. We have had 600 employees do something different during the pandemic, either full-time or part-time for a period of time, to serve people, something they never imagined they would do. And I really have to say thank you to them. We've really helped to take care of this community. I wish I could say it was done and over, but it's not yet. So everybody do your part. Get vaccinated and stay safe and well. And with that, we're adjourned.